It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
The 301st edition of the Lane Mitchell Show weekly podcast, the pre-Sonic Boom edition. Yeah, that's coming up fast, isn't it? I'm already starting to backdate my wardrobe so I can wear, you know, like the perfect Sonic Boom outfit. Yeah, will it be the light brown cargo shorts? Maybe the tan ones. No, hang on, the dark beige cargo shorts. You know what, on second thought, I'm just going to let you be surprised.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
The 26th of August, it was on this date in 580 AD, the toilet paper was invented. Makes you wonder what we did before the invention of toilet paper. I'm not positive, but I'm guessing we ate less finger food. Also on this date, in 1996, Philips introduced the flat panel TV. 19 years later, seeing a tube TV, it's like seeing a horse and buggy, isn't it? Speaking of TV, 10.1 million viewers watched the series premiere of Fear the Walking Dead, the most watched series debut in cable TV history. Although calling it a series debut isn't entirely accurate, it's essentially just another version of Walking Dead in a new city. Still 10 million people, that's a lot. Reading too that Norman Reedus, the actor who plays Daryl in the original Walking Dead, says he would be open to doing a prequel about Daryl and Merle. I'd watch that. And bees eating the whey sugars at an M&M's factory in France have started producing some interesting results. The bees make blue honey. Thousands of tons of honey in varying shades of blue and green, which, while interesting and pretty, can't be sold because it didn't meet France's standards for honey production. It wasn't obtained from nectar plants.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Back in 1981, the UN declared September 21st as the International Day of Peace. But you won't believe which rivals are putting their differences aside. McDonald's and Burger King. The two fast food giants announced that a pop-up location will appear on that day in Atlanta, where they will serve up a McWhopper. And how many spaces do you use at the end of a sentence? I've always been a one-space kind of guy. Most style manuals agree. At least they do now. Back when typesetting was in its infancy, when they actually called it typesetting, two spaces was common practice. Well, it's once again the subject of much debate online. Some people think the double space looks messy because it leaves holes in blocks of text, while others say the double space actually makes it easier to process sentence breaks. And a new survey reveals that 46% of women would rather talk to a guy with bad breath than one with long nose hairs. You know, I don't find long nose hairs so much gross as distracting. Someone's talking to you about a serious subject matter, and there's this big, thick, wiry flag flapping in the wind. And it's no secret it's been more than a little smoky the last few days due to the forest fires in Washington. How smoky is it, though? I read the air quality in Calgary yesterday was reportedly worse than in Beijing.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Okay, I'll confess, until this hacking scandal, I assumed Ashley Madison was just the name you give your daughter when you live in the suburbs. Then I hear about this cheating website that boasts 31 million users, 5.5 million of which are reportedly women. Although, an investigation by tech blog Gizmodo reveals that only 12,000 of those Ashley Madison accounts are real. Yeah, the rest are just fake profiles cobbled together by bots that a bunch of dirty old men are drooling over behind their spouse's back. Yet you're drooling over pictures of fake women. Let's go ahead and call this a brand new low, okay? And Taylor Swift has had a steady stream of interesting guests on a recent tour. Among them, Alanis Morissette, who joined Swifty to perform You Oughta Know. More recently, though, Lisa Kudrow. Yeah, Phoebe from Friends. Phoebe from Friends and Taylor Swift played Smelly Cat together. And Paula Deen is reportedly joining the cast of Dancing with the Stars. Let's be honest, reality TV producers are pretty free and easy with their interpretation of the word star. Am I right? Like, Paula Deen is probably more famous for being racist than she ever was for cooking. You add Donald Trump to that cast, I mean, you could quite easily rename the show Dancing with the Racists.
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
Hey, did you hear us talking earlier about the McWhopper?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, for International Peace Day, Burger King and McDonald's have decided for one day only they will make a McWhopper.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just one pop-up store. It's in Atlanta. It's not here or anything.
Right, right.
Thought it was kind of interesting, though. Like, think about if you could fuse any two fast food items together, what would you choose? What's your crazy concoction, your creation?
Oh, I don't know off the top of my head, but I'm pretty sure the McWhopper would be delicious.
You know what I was actually thinking? I'm actually a little bit apprehensive to share this idea because I'm being modest here, but it's the greatest idea you've ever heard ever.
Go for it.
Here's the idea, okay? You know how Deluxe always does those, like, celebrity burgers?
Yeah.
I'm always a bridesmaid, never a bride. Never had one, not in 9 years.
Oh, really?
And I'm not upset. I'm just disappointed. But I feel like it's important that we waited for just the right burger. And maybe this is it. Maybe it's totally ridiculous. I'm thinking since the green onion cake is Edmonton's official food. Well.
Do you like a green onion cake burger?
Green onion cake burger, pork patty. I'm going to call maybe some fresh Thai basil instead of lettuce, right?
Ooh, okay, okay.
Yeah, and are we going to go lime aioli?
Do it.
Well, and you could call it the Burger of Champions.
Yes, yes, you could. Do it.
Edmonton's
Get
official
it.
Food. It makes sense.
It does.
I'm going to float that out there on the airwaves and just see what happens. Maybe it's up to you if this happens.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, the new Sony Xperia Z5 phones will feature a fingerprint sensor on the side for security. Kind of seems like a grandiose workaround for something you could avoid by just not leaving your phone everywhere. Guess that's why they call it a smartphone, though. Seems more like something you would get to avoid a spouse or jealous girlfriend or boyfriend from getting into your phone. Again, wouldn't it just be easier to get a new girlfriend? I think so. And U2 guitarist The Edge recently walked his daughter Holly down the aisle during their wedding. Well, he did wear a black tuxedo. He also wore his toque. Yeah, The Edge wore a toque to his daughter's wedding. Dear The Edge, we know you're bald. Make peace with it, man. And Leonardo DiCaprio will be producing a new film, although I can't imagine it'll be a huge hit in Alberta. Cowspiracy. It'll be a hard-hitting documentary about the lack of environmental sustainability in animal agriculture. Well, at least that's what I think it's about. Cowspiracy. Maybe Leonardo DiCaprio is just really crass and it's a documentary about fat chicks. I hope not, but you never know.
The Lane Mitchell Show, podcast from Sonic1029.com.